You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. Final day of practice ahead of Sunday's massive game against the Buffalo Bills. We heard from head coach Andy Reid, defensive lineman Chris Jones, and linebacker Anthony Hitchens. We'll go in that order, starting with Andy Reid, followed by Chris Jones, and we'll take a quick timeout. When we get back, you'll hear from Anthony Hitchens. Here's Andy Reid.
Okay. Other than Fenton, everybody else practiced. And Willie was part of that. I know that's where we're going to go here somewhere, but it's you don't have to. He's going to play. He was at practice. Look forward to the challenge of playing the Bills. We know what kind of football team they are. Not only from playing them this year, but also the last couple of years. So, and they're well coached and they've got good players and should be a great atmosphere for a football game and with two good football teams playing each other. So with that, time, Jerry.
Go first to Sam McDowell. Good, Sam.
Hey, Andy, on Willie, what kind of conversations have you had with him? And can you kind of just explain how you guys arrived at the decision that he'll still play Sunday?
Yeah, well, I decided he'd play. I'm not going to get into the conversations, so I'm going to do that. But I decided that after just hearing some of the information that I heard. So.
Go next to Herbie Teope. Go ahead, Herbie.
Coach, reference Clyde Edwards-Helaire put in a full practice Wednesday and Thursday. Are you comfortable enough to say that he will play Sunday?
You know what, Herbie? I haven't met with Rick after this practice yet, so I'll get with him. I felt comfortable with him practicing today, and he did practice, full speed and all that. So, but listen, I'm still recovering from telling you guys he was going to play last week, so I'm not going to say anything until the fish is in the boat. Right?
Let's go next to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Andy, a similar situation, similar question with Darrell Williams. Where do you feel like he is? How did he look in practice today? You feel like he'll be ready to go on Sunday?
Yeah, I'll probably tell you the same thing. He moved around good today, but, let me see how he does. He only practiced today. So let's see how he does here in the next day, see where he's at.
Let's go next to Matt Derrick. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Coach, this week Spags and Sean McDermott have talked about how that they really developed a brotherly relationship on your staff in Philly, and Leslie was part of that too, Ron as well. How just special was that group, and what is your role in this? You're too young to be their dad. I mean, are you part of the brotherly group too, or who are you in this metaphor?
Thanks. You made me feel good. I'm not young anymore. I got it, Matt. I would tell you that they had great camaraderie amongst them. A lot of times you get a competition where one guy's trying to climb the ladder over another guy, and that's not what they had. I thought Jim Johnson managed it well, and they were lucky to have Jim as their mentor there. So, I'd probably tell you that in a nutshell is really what took place.
Let's go next to Seren Petro. Go ahead, Seren.
Coach, a running back question for you. I know you've always said when a guy goes down, it's next man up and next man up mentality, but you got to be aware, obviously, of who's in the game. How much of an adjustment do you have to make? I mean, I know you said, well, I don't know, how'd you put it? Different flavors. Every running back's got a different flavor. There's a lot of things going on that headset, play sheet and everything. Is it, difficult to remember what flavor you got there and where to look?
Yeah, what we try to do, Soren, is tame down the plays so they can all go in and do them, and then give you the different flavor doing, you know, whatever their personality or ability is, and they kind of put that forward. But that way we don't have to juggle the plays. And we do the same thing with the tight end position. We do the same thing with wide receiver position. I mean, Tyreek and Kels, they come out of the game. I mean, there's times when they rest during the game. So as a play caller, you got to have the next man up, and he's got to go, right? So even though it might be a primary to one of those guys, that guy's got to go and do his best and make the play. So that's how we've kind of handled it. And, you know, the guys understand that.
Next to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Coach, I know that the O-line has been a theme all year. Do you think Mahomes has reached a point where he's looking as comfortable as he's been with that line all season? How does that kind of help drive you guys?
I would tell you yes, Pete. I mean, but again, every week is a new thing with this, with the offensive line. I mean, we haven't been at this level. And I keep saying every game's faster the more you move up in the playoffs. So this is a new level that we'll see on Sunday. And so let's see how we do. These guys will, you know, they're going to play hard and work well together. So I look forward to that, you know, that part of a growing with the experience.
Got time for a couple more. We'll go to Nate and then Harold. Go ahead, Nate.
Andy, I'm just wondering how much of the experience of playing, at least in the AFC Championship game and obviously the Super Bowl the last 2 years, how much that is transferable or how much that can help in a setting where, you know, both teams are so close?
Yeah, so it helps with the guys that were here. So the other guys don't know that. You know, they're learning it, but they didn't experience it. So, but I think this time of the year now they've got a pretty good idea what this is all about and the way we go about business and the intensity of whether it's a practice or what we expect out of the game. So I think we've worked through some things there, and this will be another good challenge for us.
We'll go last to Harold Kuntz. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, Andy, two questions. One very quick. Just wanted confirmation if Eric Bieniemy did interview at Denver today, because there are reports out that happened.
It hasn't happened, but it's coming up. How's that? He was at practice, in other words. And,
gotcha.
But you're heading in the right direction. It's just a little bit later.
Gotcha. Also, the other question I have, I want to ask about Travis Kelce. There's a lot of lists of him in the NFL history books with him and Jerry Rice in the same sentence. You know, from the beginning of how he's been here to now, and then all the success he's had against the Bills, especially last year's AFC Championship, just what do you see in the progression of him from, you know, the guy you had to someone who's in the same names as a Jerry Rice in NFL history books?
Yeah, it's funny because I remember going to those practices in San Francisco and watching Jerry when he was his first year and all the hype around him. And then he started off slow and then just exploded in that first year. And so Travis has been different. Nobody really knew him coming in. He wasn't a first round pick. He was a kid out of Cincinnati. He was a different position. He's not really a hyped position per se. But to watch him grow, I think, has been fun for all of us. You know, wow, has he grown? I mean, it's in a lot of ways. I think you guys know that. I mean, not only as a man, but also as a football player. And, you know, just he's a good person. He's a good leader. He's been voted team captain for the playoffs here for the last 4 years or 5 years, whatever it is. So, I mean, that kind of says it all.
Hey, Chris, Hitch was just telling us about how when you go up against Josh, you kind of just have to adjust your eyes to him because that's not something you see every week. How did you guys do that on the practice field this week? I mean, you know, did you guys have somebody else, you know, kind of filling in at scout team quarterback to kind of give you a different look this week?
I think that's more so for the DBs and the linebackers. You know, they run a lot of motions. Eye candy can get you. They run a lot of RPO. So with them, the eyes are important. For us, it's about setting the line of scrimmage and containing a guy like that. He's very explosive on the run, but not only he's explosive on the run, he's hard to tackle. He can throw 70 yards on the run. So, you know, you got to, as a defensive line, you got to try to contain him and eliminate those type of plays.
Let's go next to Herbie Teope. Go ahead, Herbie.
Hey, Chris, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm well, thanks. Obviously, you didn't play in week five, but when you look back and watch that game, how much did it hurt you that you were not on that field to help the Chiefs defense against the Bills?
Yeah, it's very emotional when you when you're not playing, regardless of who you're playing, especially big games like that. So, you know, I went back and viewed the game a couple of times and see what type of adjustments we could have made and where I would have been on certain plays and try to make sure that this game coming up, that I can be effective in some type of way on our critical mistakes we made last game.
Let's go next to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Chris, one thing about the Spags defense is that, you know, really likes to rotate you guys along the defensive line. How much do you think that helps you as maybe compared to if you were playing like 90%, 100% of the snaps in the game?
I think I get a credit to Coach Reed and Brett Veach bringing in a lot of quality guys that we don't have to play 80 and 90% of the plays. You know, we can play fast, physical, with rotational guys, you know what I mean? So I don't have to feel like I had to take 100% of the plays and fourth quarter I'm dead. So it's good for especially the D-line. With the rotation we have, we got a lot of quality guys in the room that we feel comfortable with, that we're able to rotate and keep guys fresh, you know, especially chasing a guy like Josh Allen, who loves to run, who loves to get outside of the pocket, what we're trying to do in this defensive scheme. So I think it's good for the defense all around.
Let's connect to Steve Walls. Good, Steve.
Hey, Chris, what's happening, big guy?
All is good, Steve. How you doing?
Good, man. Hey, Hitch compared Josh Allen to Cam Newton. I know you played Cam before. Do you agree with that? And I have a follow-up to this as well.
I'm not good with comparisons. Josh Allen is Josh Allen. You know, he's a dynamic dual threat quarterback who has a strong arm, who can flick it in any type of way. He can get the ball where it needs to go. He's explosive, especially getting outside of the pocket. He always keeps his eyes downfield, hard to bring down, can fit the ball in very tight spaces, you know, and to me, a top three quarterback in this league right now. So he's playing some good ball, changed the dynamic of the Buffalo Bills. So that's what we're going up against.
And I know at the end of the day, what people think about your defense doesn't really matter, right? On the outside of the Chiefs doesn't really matter. But do you feel like you guys are still getting slept on as far as you're not getting the respect you deserve?
Man, listen, we're in the playoffs. I don't care about what nobody say about this defense. You know what I mean? The most important thing right now is the guys in this room believing in each other, believing in one another, that we can go out and we can play our best ball and put ourselves in the best position. But what anybody else got to say about us doesn't matter. You know, we done fought a lot of adversity this year, whether it's with defense, offense. People talk, and that what sells tickets, that what television ratings go up. You know, people talk, so they have to do their job. But what's the main important thing right now for us is to worry about us, what we can control, and worry about playing the Buffalo Bills.
Last two, we'll go Seren and then Matt. Go ahead, Seren.
Two quick ones for you, Chris. Just first of all, the playoff game, I don't know if you played a game in between, but the playoff game got a little chippy at the end between you guys on the D-line and their O-line. Is this, you know, maybe the highest intensity you've got for an opponent out there because you've seen each other so much and you're both good teams?
Well, especially in the playoffs, the intensity is already high. We never planned for it to get chippy. It was just an emotional game. You know, two teams battling, competing for a spot of the AFC Championship. It tends to get like that when you have two competitors battling. So, you know, I take nothing from that. That was last year. You know, they have a different mentality. They're a different team this year. And we're a different team since the first 5 weeks. So, you know, it's going to be a heck of a game. It's a battle, and I'm excited.
When you got here, you guys were looking up at the Patriots. They were kind of the big dog. That role's kind of flipped. That's the Kansas City Chiefs now, back-to-back AFC championships and a world championship in there as well. Did you feel that shift, that dynamic change along the way that you guys are now the team that everybody looks up to? And is it harder to play with that pressure on your shoulders?
Oh, it's no pressure, man. We have fought to where we are today, you know, as adversity. I don't think we look at ourselves as the team to be or the best team in AFC. We look at ourselves as fighting for a position to compete, fighting for a position to be an AFC championship and maybe a championship. So anything outside of that, you know, it's irrelevant right now, especially coming up playing an important game. Just our focus point is on Buffalo Bills. We're not really focused on, you know, anything else. We worry about the Buffalo Bills and keep this thing going.
And last to Matt McMullen. Good, Matt.
Hey, Chris. Same question for me this week as last week, but the crowd always seemed to help you guys last week. What's your message to the crowd this week?
Let's go! You know my message. I got to give a huge shout out to the crowd. Chiefs fans, you guys were ecstatic. I love you guys. Can't wait to see you guys. I'm super excited. We're back in Chiefs Kingdom. I got to watch my language. I don't want to get fined, but I love you guys. Let's go. Stack Nation! Ah! Woo! Let's go, Chiefs Kingdom! Let's go!
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries.
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You just heard from Andy Reid and Chris Jones. Now we'll finish things up with Anthony Hitchens.
Hey, Anthony, when you guys are preparing to face Josh Allen, he does a lot of damage with his legs. He did a nice job against you guys last time on the ground. Is it more about design runs with him, or is it the scramble stuff that can be more dangerous?
To be honest, it's both. The guy's great with his legs, but, you know, most quarterbacks are great with their legs. Like, it's usually faster, smaller guys like Lamar Jackson, where once you get a hold of him, you can get him down. This guy's a little different. He's like a big tight end running the ball, you know? So, yeah, both. We just got to be smart about our rush lanes. If we're blitzing, making sure we keep him contained. And his runs do show up on critical downs. I mean, I think he's their best player over there. So, I mean, fourth down on critical downs, what you do, you put the ball in your best player's hands. So that's where his quarterback design runs show up. So, I mean, we got things for that. We all aware of that. To be honest, when we played them earlier, we're definitely not the same team. I mean, they got better. We got better. So, I mean, it's going to be a dogfight, and that's what we're looking forward to getting into.
Let's go next to Seren Petro. Go ahead, Seren.
Brad, I've got a follow-up as well. Along the running question Todd just asked you, Anthony, last five or six games have really got the running backs going, right? That was something that they weren't really doing in the first part of the year. How much has Singletary maybe made this assignment tougher this time than it was even last time?
Yeah, I think that they do a good job of sharing their carries between 20 and 26 and Josh Allen 17. So they do a good job with those three guys and just sharing the ball and getting different guys. And I think it's an element to feeding a hot hand. Singletary's been hot lately. They've been feeding them. So, I mean, at the end of the day, we're going to have to stop the run and make them one-dimensional and make them just pass the ball. Yeah, I know Josh Allen's a great quarterback and he can throw it, but our chances increase when we make him one-dimensional.
And then beyond the obvious of guys getting back, I know, like, when you played this game the first time, no Chris Jones, no Melvin Ingram, he hadn't been acquired, no Charvarius Ward. You got some guys healthy, and you guys started playing your best defense. Did you feel that there was anything else schematically, mindset-wise, what it was? And has that maybe slipped a little bit with some of the games where you guys have been hit for more yards here down the stretch?
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, man, we're a whole different team. Yes, we had players down and things like that, but we're just a whole different team. Not even just on a defensive end, offense, special teams, and the way we've been playing. So, and the way we look at it, this is a whole new ball game. This is one game season. Whatever happened in the past don't matter. If we win or lose, all that matters is what happened on Sunday. So, yeah, we're all preparing, you know, to play our best ball. And as long as we play our best ball, it give us a great chance of winning this game. So I think we'd be all right.
So next to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Anthony, is there somebody you can compare Josh Allen to in your time in the NFL as sort of that kind of dual threat quarterback, the way he runs the ball? I know Lamar Jackson can run it also, but a way different style than Josh Allen. So is there somebody Allen kind of reminds you of in that regard?
Yeah, for sure. Maybe closer to probably like the Cam Newton, the body type, the design of quarterback runs, can throw the ball a mile in the air. Smart players, you know, being able to read defense and when to tuck it and things like that. So I, when Cam Newton was rolling for those years, man, I think this is a perfect example or identical player to that skill set. So, yeah, I played Cam Newton a couple of times. I played Josh Allen a couple of times. They're very similar. But at the end of the day, football is football. You got to make a team one-dimensional, stopping the run, making a quarterback just drop back. When everyone knows this pass, it's a little easier. So that's our job to do with our front 7 and 8.
Serena, I think I missed your follow-up there. Go ahead.
Willie Gay, obviously, he's had a tough week. I just want to know, it's in your room, and, you know, have you reached out to him? He expressed on social media earlier this year that, you know, maybe he was hurting and talked about mental health. And so I'm just curious where you think he's at, and have you reached out to him?
Yeah. I'm always here for Willie. He knows that. I've been telling him that since he got drafted here. I was one of the first guys that even texted him then. Yeah, I'm always here for him and everybody else in this locker room. No one's perfect, not even myself. I have issues myself sometimes, and just got to know who to talk to and how to cope with them. And it's part of growing up. You know, we kind of get a little blind when we just in these buildings all day and try to get out there in the real world. It's not the same, you know. So it's a part of growing with everybody. And I mean, he's a good dude, good heart, comes to work. He means good, you know. So we're just going to just keep going and learning and, you know, just trying to be the best people we could be.
Last two, we'll go Matt, Derek, and then Pete. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Hitch, like you mentioned, you guys actually made some pretty good in-game adjustments against Josh that first game with some of those design runs after the first couple of drives. What is it? What kind of adjustments do you have to make against Josh, especially, you know, just as far as this is not a kind of quarterback you see every week. How about just adjusting your eyes and really getting a feel for him?
Yeah, you said it right there. It's our eyes. To be honest, we put a couple more things in to stop those design runs. But at the first game, I just think it was the first time we kind of seen it. So I don't think we really adjusted much. It's just we got our eyes right. A lot of guys are going with the jet sweeps and offset backs while the pullers are going the other way. So we just seen it. That was the first time seeing it. So we had time to go on the sideline and adjust. And I just think that's why our group is so special. We can adjust on the fly, halftime, in between drives. So that's what we did. So whatever we did to adjust, I'm not going to get too deep into it. We just got to carry that on to the start of the game so they can't get rolling as soon as the ball kicked off.
Let's go ask Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Anthony, thanks for doing this. It sounds like the Week 5 game film has been something that you guys have dove into quite a bit this week. How true is that? And then with Steve Spagnuolo, I know that you guys are very close. What has been the overall message? Has it been limiting explosive plays, better in the red zone? I know those have been past themes, but what has been the theme for you guys focusing this week?
Yeah, two things on that. The first thing is we gave up explosive passes in a pass game last time. I think it was like 2 or 3, like over like 40 yards or so, or 50 yards. So we cut down on that. You know, that could be a different ball game. And for me personally, I didn't go back too much and watch the week 5 game. It's just because we are a different team. We run in different things. We're still filling our team out, our defense out, seeing what we can get away with, what can we be aggressive with. And some of those calls on that day, we don't even run anymore. So it was tough for me to go back and watch a full game. I usually do. But this week, I was just focusing on their core concepts in the run game and the pass game and focusing on, you know, my reads and myself more than going back and looking at the game. Our calls are way different from week 5.